has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I believe you're the only one.
I don't think so. I thought I heard somebody else.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Malka, I have not yet put your class on the recordings link. I'm planning to do it this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you.
So today we are continuing our study of the Tikkuni Zohar, and we are in the section titled Petichat Eliyahu, which is really discussing the Petach Eliyahu. If you're not familiar with that, it's very much in every siddur, in every Orthodox and conservative siddur, but you can find it as a separate document on the Hashem website on the unique astrological times link. And last night we completed through paragraph 11, but I'm going to start with paragraph 11 just to give us a sense of where we are in the flow of things. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Baruch Hu, Ishkim Te'vid Kilu, Urshimu Utkilu, Utkilu Urshimu, Le'akta L'shem Yud Hei Bavate, Le'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenehu. Paragraph 11. Mil gav yihi hu yud ke vav ke vihu ora atzilut yihu shahyu deilana bidro vaanpo Kemaya de Ashke Ilana Vitra Babe Hahu Shahu. Within the stature of Atzilu is Yud Vav Dalet He Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav He Aleph, which is the name of Mem He, 45, which is in the path of Atzilu, meaning the stature of Chokmah that illuminates in Atzilut, as is known that Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Matzia, are in this order. Adam Kadmon is Keter, Atzilut is Chokmah. Bria is Bina, Yetzirah is the lower six, and Asiya is Malchut. And the light of Chokmah does not extend below Atzilut. It is the watering of the tree in its arms and branches, as waters that water that tree, and the tree multiplies and grows by this watering. What this paragraph is saying is the light of Chokmah is within the world of Atzilut. It goes through the 10 Sefirot that are within Atzilut, which is the, as an example, Keter, Chokmah, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut of Atzilut, or we could say Keter, Chokmah, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut of Keter. excuse me, Atzilut is Keter Hakma Bina Zeran Dinan Malhut of Atzilut is of Hakma. So we have these 10 sephirot in Hakma, and the Malhut of Hakma is the lowest level that the light of Hakma extends. And therefore, this idea that it is watering of the tree in its arms and branches is relating to the tree of life that is, in essence, the 10 sephirot in the world of Atzilut. And the waters that water that tree, and the tree multiplies and grows by this watering, which means there are different dimensions, there are different frames of reference. But the tree of life will move amongst these frames of reference. But in each frame of reference, at the level of Atzilut, there is a tree of life. Paragraph 12. Ribon ha'olamim ant hu ilat ha'ilut v'sibad v'hasibot v'ashke l'ilana v'ha'u neviyu v'ha'u neviyu Kenishmata mata lagufa dehi kalaim lagufa uva leyadimion veleyokna mikoma dilgav uvar. Master of the worlds, meaning the endless light, blessed be he. You are the cause of all causes, and the reason for all reasons, that waters the tree of Atzilut by that spring, which is the name of Memhe, 45. And that spring is like a soul to the body, that is the life of the body. And you have no likeness nor form from all that is inside or outside of Atzilut. The endless light, as it flows through the worlds of Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, gets reduced by virtue of the different levels of the Sephirot in those two worlds. But as the light of the endless light flows through those worlds, it is essentially utilizing the vessels of the 10 letters, that is the name of Hashem at the level of 45. Now that level of 45, those 10 levels, letters can be in Atzilut, they can be in Bria, they can be in Yetzirah, they can even be in Malchut. But we are discussing those 10 letters at the level of Atzilut. And the endless light uses those 10 letters as a connection to the 10 Sephirot. So, is the Yud, is the Keter, the He is, I should say, the Yud is the Keter and Hakma. The upper He is the Bina, and Hakma and Bina never separate from each other. The Vav represents the six lower Sephirot, or Zeran Pin. And the lower He represents Malchut. Now, all of that is at the level of Atzilut. So what do we have? We have four letters
has joined.
That are revealed, Yud Hey Vav Hey. And we have six letters that are concealed, meaning the Vav Dalet of Yud, the Yud of Hey Yud, the Aleph of Vav of Vav Aleph Vav, the Yud Vav of Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Yud Vav, and then the Yud of Hey Yud. So those are the six concealed letters. And this paragraph is explaining that the light of the endless is coming through as low as Malchut of Chachma, of Atzilut. It's coming as low as the lower Hay. It's coming as low as the Yud of the lower Hay. Paragraph 13. Uvrata Shemaya Viara Viafikat Min Chon Shim Shal Sehara Vekoch Vaya Umazale Uvara Ileanim Vedishin Vedinta Eden Vishbin Vehevan Weofin Vedunim Uvne Nasha Leishtam Oda Vehonilaim Vaeh Eat Bahar Dun Behon Ilain Vetatain Veh Ishtamodan Ilae Mitata Willet Yada Bach Kilau Uvar Minach Leit Yehivita Ve'ilai v'tata v'yant ishtemoda adon al kola. You created heaven and earth and produced from them. From the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and constellations. In the earth, you created trees and grasses, the Garden of Eden, plants, animals, fowl, fish, and human beings, to acknowledge the supernal beings through them. As it is written, lift up your eyes on high. And similarly, without my flesh I shall see God. Actually, the proper verse in Job is translated as within my flesh I shall see God, although I don't know what the Hebrew was to say of the, whether it's without or within, and it does make a difference. Since every branch reflects its root and how the higher and lower ones behave, meaning the development of the world from above downward in the way of cause and effect, reason and result, and how the lower ones recognize and perceive to attain the divine light from the higher ones. And in you, your blessed essence, there is absolutely no one who is knowledgeable, since there is no conception of his essence at all. Besides your unification, there is no you eat such unique unity in the upper and lower ones, and you are recognized as the overall cause and master over all, because we recognize you by your actions, just like man does not grasp his own essence, but nevertheless has no doubt in his existence. So too, one who cleaves to the Creator has no doubt in his existence, yet he does not understand his essence. I'm going to say that the paragraph is clear as written, but we all know it's not. It's just so clear. But when you delve into it, there's questions that arise. Therefore, it's not clear. So, Malchut of Chachma, in the world of Atzilut, created things that come below it. It created the world of Bria. But it cannot bring the fulfillment, the light of Chachma, down to the world of Bria. It created the world of Bria, and the world of Bria is a desire to create. That's its essence. But as mankind, we know we exist. We know we have an essence. But we don't know what that essence is. We don't understand our essence. We know it is there because we exist. That's what this paragraph is explaining and asking us to recognize. That there are upper beings, there are lower beings, there are upper creations, there are lower creations, and they're all the same relative to the world of Atzilut. But they're not the same relative to each other. And this verse that comes from Job, it's a very famous verse. As I said, it's usually translated, within my flesh I shall see God. We understand that from the standpoint, if I look at my body, the exterior of my body, we are seeing the image of God because the Torah tells us that human beings are created in the Tzelem of God, the image of God. Human beings are created in Tzelem Elohim. Tzelem means the shadow of God. So if I just look at my body, I see all 10 Sephirot. And God created the Sephirot from his image, from his body, but he doesn't have a body. And that's where we have, as human beings, we struggle. Because how does God create something from nothing? You cannot create something from nothing. You have to have a thought of creation. That is something. It's real. It's quantifiable. But if you don't have that thought of creation, you cannot create. It does not just happen, which is what one of the theories of creation is by the scientists. That the world can be created by her circumstance, by happenstance. But this paragraph is implying that it cannot be created that way. And it's also defining in this paragraph, what does heaven, what's in heaven? The sun, the moon, the stars, and constellations. As a man, and you look up at the stars, the sun, the moon, you see heavenly bodies. Is that heaven? The answer is no. That's a shadow of heaven. It's a telem of heaven. Because relative to the earth, it's heaven. But relative to its essence, it's not heaven. It's a shadow of heaven. Paragraph 14. We call Sifiran Kokarit Leia Shem Yedia Ukon Itkariu Malakaya Viant Leyat Lach Shem Yedia Diantu Mimale Bol Shimahan Diantu Shalimu Dekuhu Ekad Ant Tista Lake Minchon Ishtaru Kuhu Shimahan Gegufa Bela Nishmata. Among all of the Sephirot, each one has a known name. Since the 10 names in the Torah that may not be erased are the secret of the 10 Sephirot, as mentioned in the Zohar in Vayikra, the Sephirah of Keter is called Aleph Hei Yud Hei. The Sephirah of Hakma is Yud Hei. The Sephirah of Bina is Yud Hei Vav Hei, with the vowels of Elohim. Chesed is El. Gevura is Elohim. Tiferet is Yud Hei Vav Hei. The two Sephirot, Netzach and Hod, are named Tzivaot. Yesod is El Chai, the living God. And Malchut is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the angels are named by them, by the names of the Sephirot. For example, Elim, Elohim, etc. Yet you have no known name, as he cannot be perceived, and whatever we cannot perceive, we cannot define by name. We recognize that you are he who fills all the names with inner light, and it is you who completes them all with surrounding light. And when you are gone from them, all the names remain as a body without a soul. This is another paragraph that's clear as written. Now, we have 10 names of God, and we are attributing those names to different Sephirot, one by one. So, Aleph Hei Yud Hei spells the name Echideh, and that name is Keter. Except we have to understand that the Kabbalists will confuse the ignorant. The Kabbalists will confuse people who are not warranted. So we have a name in the Torah, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, Echieh, Asher Echieh. And we attribute that name to Bina. So why is the Tikkuni Zohar saying it's Keter? So we have to be talking about within the structure of Atzilut. So I have this name, Echieh, Aleph Hei Yud Hei. But the Torah is speaking at the level of Zeranpin. So if it says that it's Aleph Hei Yud Hei is Bina, but that's Bina of Zeranpin. Can we be certain that Aleph Yudhe is the proper name for the Keter of Atzilut? That's where we have to trust our intuition. And you know how difficult it is to trust your intuition. But each of these names we are dealing with in the world of Atzilut. So are they in the proper order? Or is it correct that Aleph Yudhe is the name for Bina, or it's the name for Keter? We have to meditate on each of these names to determine if they are the correct name for that particular Sephirah in the frame of Atzilut. But we also recognize that we cannot name God. Now let's put that in perspective. I can call something Abishter. Maybe that means father, maybe that means creator. Does that limit the essence of whatever I'm trying to name that I cannot name? God cannot be limited by any of the creations. So the answer is, since I cannot name it, I just know it exists. But I cannot name it. Therefore, I'm not limiting it. If I call it God, if I call it Abishter, if I call it Creator, if that is truly a name for it, that name is limiting it. And what I'm trying to describe has no limits. As we say, it's the endless light. But each of these names do apply to the Sephirot. But do they apply to the Sephirot in the world of Atzilut? Or do they apply to that Sephirah in the lower world? That has to be determined through intuition. It cannot be done logically. It cannot be done intellectually. I have to go through that process of meditating, asking the Sephirah itself, what name of God is appropriate for you? And it's confusing on many different levels, because why does it say that in one particular Sephirah of Atzilut, it is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh with the vowels of Elohim? That means there's Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh with different vowels than the vowels of Elohim. But did you see Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh without the vowels of Elohim? It's in Tiferet. Does that make a lot of sense to you? That Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh with the vowels of Elohim is Bina, whereas in Tiferet, it's the vowels, it's Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh with no vowels. No vowels are mentioned. Do you think there are no vowels in that name? So you see, it is not complete. You have to meditate. You have to ask the question of it. Do you think it's just going to give you an answer because you've meditated upon it? You think you're cleansed enough, you're holy enough to receive an answer to that question? Paragraph 15. Anchachim v'la b'chachma yediya antu mevin v'la mibina yediya le'lach atar yediya ela le'ishtemoda tu k'far v'he'lach Livne nasha ulachaza lomech itnaheg alma bedina ubrahame deimun sedek umishpat kifum obehom livne nasha. You are wise, but not from known wisdom. You understand, but not from known understanding. Since he is wise on his own and understands on his own, and wisdom is only called wisdom, Chachma, and understanding is only called understanding, Bina, because he filled them with wisdom and understanding. You do not occupy any known place that would limit you, since the Holy One, blessed be He, is the place of the world, but the world is not His place. The reason He emanated Atzilut is only so that human beings would perceive His strength and might, and to show them how He would the world conducts itself with judgment and mercy, which are righteousness and justice, according to the deeds of the lower ones, human beings. The paragraph is clear as written, isn't it? This paragraph and the other paragraphs are trying to get across to us that what we call Hashem cannot be limited in any way. And once we understand that, then we know, we learn that what we call Chachma is a vessel that is filled with the light of Chachma. And therefore, we call it Chachma because of its internal essence, not because it is wise, not because it is Chachma on its own. It's a vessel for Chachma. Same thing applies to Bina. We do not understand anything until we recognize that understanding comes from the light of understanding, the light of Bina. The fulfillment of the desire of Bina to understand. And we always must remember, repeat the remembering, be familiar with the remembering, and truly know that there can be no limitation on what we would call God. Even to say the name Keter, which means a crown, which means something outside of the body, and yet not of the body. Outside of the body, inside of the body, yet not of the body. Once we can understand that, we can move on. long as we never forget it. The 16th paragraph. Dini hu gevura mishpat amuda b'emsaita tzadek mahuta kadisha moyos de tzadek tirein sam ki tam ke keshot in tzadek Old Spirit, Ola. Liachaza, ech, it naheg. Alma, avalav, beit lach, tedek, yedi adiyu, din vilao, mishpat yedi adiyu. Deu rachame willame me call the lane me don't kill out judgment din is gevurah the left column justice mishpat is the central column. Tiferet, righteousness, Tzedek is the holy Malchut. Just scales are the two supporters of truth, Netzach and Hod, and a truly measured hymn is the sign of the covenant, Yesod, Malchut, which is named righteousness, is the secret of the well. And the three flocks of sheep that rest upon her are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And therefore, all sheep that rest upon her are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, and therefore all are named righteousness. Everything is to show how the world is conducted by righteousness and justice. But it is not as if there is certain righteousness that is judgment, and not a certain justice that is mercy, nor of any of these attributes at all. Rather, it is a simple unified light, as the masters of blessed memory said about the mana, that it was bred from heaven, since it did not materialize as it got clothed in this world, and whoever would taste from it would taste whatever he desired. It must be that it was a different and opposite form, since there is nothing that can give what it does not contain. So how could there be two opposites in one item? So it must be that it is simple and stripped of all taste, and it includes all of the tastes in a way that the physical receiver would be able to differentiate to himself any taste he wanted. In this way, we can understand every spiritual entity that in and of itself is single and stripped of any worldly form. And when it comes to the lower receiver, it turns into a certain limited form according to its quality. This will be the last paragraph we'll read today. So we have these three columns. One is called judgment or din, And it is the same as Gibel Rah. It is the left column. We have something called justice. Mishpat is the central column. Then we have righteousness, which is the manifestation of the control of Din and Mishpat, the control of judgment and justice. Now, what is justice? How do we define justice? How do we define judgment? Justice is not judgment. Justice is judgment sweetened by loving kindness. We have three columns, but we've only talked about two. Why was the right column left off? And why does it come and bring us to Malchut, skipping all of the middle process? These are questions that must be contemplated. You must ask those questions through a meditation to receive the answers that will work for your soul. What is the word truth? We know it's emet, but where does it go? Is emet malchut? Is emet yesod? We know it's not netzach and hod, because netzach and hod have a measured kin. I said bin earlier, or bin before. There's a measured amount in the sign of the covenant. Well, if it's measured, there's a limitation. This is the first thing that's been limited in all of these paragraphs. What creates the limitation? The fact that I can name it. There is a well and three flocks of sheep. There's a well, that's Malchut. The three flocks of sheep are the Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. But what does the term flock of sheep mean? We don't really know, but we're using the language of branches, so we know what sheep are. We know what a flock is. There are different size flocks. Therefore, there are different sizes to the different sephirot. Can there be a certain righteousness that is judgment? The paragraph says, no, there can't. So let's change the words. Can there be a certain Malchut that is left column? The answer is there can be Malchut. When it's in its immature state, it can be coming from the left column because that's what feeds it. But it cannot stay in the left column. What causes it to move to the central column? The desire. That's the completion of today's class. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts?
There's still a name. Han and I have been kind of discussed this off and on. About there's another name of God that we don't know how to pronounce, and that will come when the new world comes into play.
It's the coming up. The world that is coming.
Yeah, and I believe that, you have mentioned the name way back. It's been some time back. And Hannah knows the name, but I'm having to search that out myself. She's in the righteous place. She can tell me what it was. So I'm in search of that name. And I think that you had spoke of it some time back. So there's a name that we have the 72 names, but there is a 73rd name. Is that? Am I on the right path or am I on the left side here?
Well, we know there is a 23rd letter that will be presented and revealed by the Mashiach when the Olam Haba arrives. So if the 23rd letter, there is another pronunciation of each of these names. Or maybe there is the same pronunciation. You have to ask in a meditation. Remember, the human genome, the chromosomes, there are 23 pairs of chromosomes that create you, that creates your body. If there was only 22 pairs of chromosomes, we would understand things a little more clearly because we would know all of the letters. But there's a 23rd letter that will not appear until the Mashiach reveals it. There are people who try to guess it. Some of the guesses are, if you look on a tefillin head tefillin, the phylactery, the box, on one side it has four vavs, and on the other side it has a shin with three vavs. So people think they know that the 23rd letter is going to be a shin with four vavs. But the purpose of the four vav shin is it allows the three vav shin to fit within it in opposite each other, upside down. So it's a body for another letter. We don't know what that 23rd letter will be. Can I tell you you're on the right track? The answer is, if I have to tell you whether you're on the right track or not, you're not doing the work, which is to learn to trust your own intuition. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? You all have a beautiful day.
Okay, thank you.
Two more classes today. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.